How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is the 30th of August, 2021. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I thank each and every one of you for just tuning in and listening to what A Father Heard has to say, listening to the content that's coming from this show, and just knowing that you all as listeners are valuable to me in the fact that it helps me just to keep going, right? So this is the 121st episode, and I value every single time that you guys take the time to listen and hear what has to be said. And so if you noticed, I said listener, that sort of thing, probably 6 times since we've been on for these few minutes or so. So today we're actually going to talk about the topic of being able to listen. Now, earlier in the year, in January 4th, we had Brandon Kumarasamy come out from Master Talk, and he spoke on communication and being able to effectively get our point across so that the person or the audience that we're engaged in conversation with, presenting to, whatever it might be, so that they actually hear and understand our message. Now, I want to be on the other side of this thing, because lots of times it's easy for us to connect with wanting to be understood, but when it's our time to actually understand where another person might be coming through, capturing their point of view, we often don't do as well, right? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So I want to talk about how to become an effective listener. How do we become an effective listener? Now, it's interesting, this is actually the second time that I'm recording this, because as I was recording earlier, I thought that the microphone was listening to me. And so, no, I didn't forget to turn on the microphone. I actually did turn on the microphone. However, I had plugged in another headset earlier in the week, and somehow that changed all of my defaults. And so it was defaulting to the headset mic as opposed to the microphone that I typically record through. And so I had, 20 minutes worth of content on listening, and I felt good about the situation. And guess what? None of it was heard, except through my ears and God, who was listening in as I was speaking. All right? So just me and the Most High, we heard what I had to say. Now, I said all that to say this is, we can think that our message is being heard, and we can do our part to articulate that, but the receiver bears a responsibility to gain clarity from what is being said. It's the receiver's responsibility to make sure that they understand what's being said. The speaker only has a responsibility, or the brunt of the responsibility of the speaker is to make sure that they relay the message in a way that it can be received. But I, as a receiver, have the responsibility of being connected to the listener in a way that I hear it. Now, how do we do that? Okay, oftentimes when I talk about communication with some of the fathers that I work with, I talk about the Chinese word ting, T-I-N-G. I'm not sure which dialect. I know there are many dialects, right? But this particular word is ting, T-I-N-G, and it means to listen. And the way that they write the character ting, to listen tells us everything that we need to know about how to be able to listen. So I can look at the word and I can see, oh, it's these five things that help me to be an effective listener. It's not like English. There's not much meaning behind the letters as we see them, right? So I can look at the L, the I, the S, the T, the E, and the N, and it doesn't tell me anything. We've got to go to the dictionary. I've got to ask somebody to get an effective answer, or to get the answer that gives me understanding. And so, you know, you can take this opportunity, you can Google Chinese character for listen, it'll pull up Ting, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. So it's very interesting. So the first aspect of the Ting is the ear. Okay, so obviously I'm speaking right now into the microphone that's going into the computer. It's being processed inside of the computer, sent out through the airwaves, hits your speakers, however you might be listening to it, and then the words go into your ears. And then it's processed in your brain, right? And so that is the first step, is we to be able to listen with our ears, right? So if I'm asleep, I may not be able to hear what you're saying. If I've got headphones on and I'm listening to something else, I might not be able to hear what you're saying. So as a listener, making sure that my ears are receptive and ready. So the default is not the jabber headphones that were just plugged in, but the default is the real tech, so that we can actually hear what needs to be said. So we're using our ears. Now, the second part of this is our eyes. So what do you mean we listen with our eyes? Okay, that's scanning for body language, paying attention to the unspoken based on what we see from the person that is talking to us. Example, so after I had recorded, I'm waiting for it to process, and I'm like, there is nothing here. What's going on? And I realize what happened. So I walk out to my wife and tell her, like, just spent the last 20 minutes, whatever, recording, and there's nothing to show for it. So I come back in here and I'm like, do I need to record again or wait till later? And so I'm feeling the frustration. I've got my head down, trying to decide, do I want to do it now or just wait till later? Right? The whole purpose of doing it earlier was so I could be done with it for the day and relax. And so my daughter comes in, who is 5, and she's standing next to me and she's observing my body language, and she asks me, am I frustrated? So I hadn't said anything to her prior to that, and I think she heard a discussion out there, right? But she was able to look at my body language and ask me if I was frustrated. That was her best guess. And I said, yeah, I'm kind of frustrated, just trying to decide what I need to do. Should I do it now or do it later, right? But that is what it means to listen with our eyes, right? So she was looking, she was scanning. She saw my head down as I'm vacillating on what to do, right? So that's listening with our eyes. Okay, so we've got ears, this is one. Number two is the eyes. Now, the third step that they include in their script of this word, Ting, is focus, or undivided attention, or one. So really being present with the person that is speaking to us. So not being present with the person at my cell phone, or not being present with the person and whatever might be on TV, or not being present with the person who's communicating with me and what I'm going to eat for dinner later, but really setting aside my focus and my attention upon that person. And I think that's why eye contact is so important, because eye contact when the other person is looking at us as well, they now see that this person is engaged with me, and that gives the impression of being one and united and focused. Now, granted, some people may not always be there with you, even though they're sitting in front of you, because they might be thinking on other things, right? Even though they're giving the eye contact. But when we can truly learn to set everything aside and really engage with that person and letting them know that they're valuable, then we've actually accomplished that part of being focused. So, you know, yesterday I was reading to my kids, and I think my daughter, her bonnet had come off of her head, and she and her brother were fooling about. And so she got up to go do something. I think she got up to go ask her mom to help her get the bonnet back on. But that wasn't really the moment that she should have been doing that, right? So she should have been just engaged and focused with, you know, the reading that we were doing and spending time with each other. So I had to remind her of what we were doing in this moment, and the bonnet could be taken care of later, right? And so her attention was not on the book that she had actually picked out, which was kind of frustrating for me, because I'm reading because that's what she wanted for me to do. And so we can see that when we're not giving focus and attentive to what's being said, then we can cause some tension, some distance in that relationship with whoever it might be. Now, we've got focus, and we've got the eyes, and we have the ears. The fourth part of this is the heart. And so they include heart into the way that they draw the word ting, T-I-N-G. And so what is it that we mean by listening with the heart? This is the empathy piece, right? Being able to put ourselves into that other person's shoes and trying to understand, what is it that they're saying? Why are they relaying this to me? Why are they saying it in this way? Why are they choosing those words? Why are they not saying it this way, right? Really being able to gain access to understanding, right? And so in the beginning, we talked about people can be very good at speaking and saying what they need to say. But this can be the challenging part, where it's about listening with our heart, because this is where our feelings may get in the way as the listener. And so now all of a sudden I hear the words and I get defensive, or I'm prejudging what that person is going to say, or don't like this person, so I don't even want to know what they have to say, right? And so I am not trying to gain access to the heart of what is being said. So when we can learn to let all that stuff go and sit with our feelings and reflect on, okay, well, this person is saying this to me, why am I feeling this way, and what is the belief and expectations, all the stuff that might be being violated in this moment, like really getting past all that, because although that is important, that's not as important as hearing that person and truly hearing what they're trying to say, because this gives us the ammunition to solve the problem that we might be engaged in. And so really taking the time to listen to the heart of the matter, storyline, content, how it's said. I'm doing great is not the same as I'm doing great, right? And so just the inflections and tone and all of that stuff is so key to and crucial to understanding what is going on. And lots of times we may be so in a hurry or so frustrated or whatever it might be that we are, as the listener, is experiencing, that we don't provide that safe space for that individual to be vulnerable with us in that way, because we haven't gained access to their heart, which will then help us to be able to shift situations, shift the environment, shift our connection, and shift it in a way that is hopefully mutually beneficial for both people. Okay, so we've got the heart, we've got attention and focus, we've got the eyes, we have the ears. So now the fifth piece that they incorporate into the word team is a king. So what does that mean? Why do they choose a king? So now the way that I've heard it said is that when we're engaged in conversation with someone, we should listen to that person with the eyes and ears of 10 men that's engaged in conversation with a king. So that's a lot of eyes and that's a lot of ears that's giving attention to the king, the one who has the power to build and create and promote, or the one that has the power to and capacity to tear down and destroy and punish based on the interaction that you might be having with that individual. And so that is a level of intensity and commitment that I know I don't often show up that way in conversations with people. And I know there are times when people don't show up in that way with me, but think how powerful it is if we show up and give the individual that's speaking to us that amount of honor and respect, and to show them that what you have to say to me in this moment is extremely important. It's so important that I'm going to stop everything that I'm doing right now just to hear what you have to say. Whether it's something as little as I'm filling up my water at the fridge and my son comes next to me to show me something that he's watching on his tablet, and asking him some follow-up questions to what he said. Like really showing him in that moment that you and the show that you're listening to or watching is important to you. It's important to me as well. It's so important that I'm going to take a break from filling up my water, which will take a whole, 10 seconds, right? To let him know that he is the most important person to me right now. All the way to something like, something as significant as that, seemingly insignificant, because it was important to him or he would not have engaged with me in that way. And also I know how much he loves to show that he was watching in and it's in his fuel and it's a part of his passion, right? So I get that. All the way to the most difficult conversation that we might have to have with somebody. Right. And so that can be whatever it is. Just think of all the difficult conversations that you've had or have experienced, and the ones that didn't go the way that you wanted it to go as the person that was listening. Were you giving honor and respect to that person as if they were king or queen, right? As if they were royalty, to let them know that they were important in that moment. And if we can listen to people in that way and that intently, imagine how many conflicts could be resolved, how many conflicts could even be avoided just by on the front end, just showing that level of respect for someone. showing that person that they are valued and that we care for what they have to say, whether we agree with them or not, whether we like them or not, right? It's like we've got this issue and it needs to be solved. And that doesn't mean that we have to like each other. We just have to be able to articulate as a speaker what is important to us. And as a receiver, digest what's being spoken to us so that that person knows that they're heard. And when we can digest it effectively and we can provide adequate reflection or follow-up questions or silence or whatever is needed in the moment, right, to help that person be understood, that lets us have clarity. And then we can be able to effectively respond to what was just spoken. And so there's so many different reasons why we don't often show up in this way. But now that we have a little bit more understanding and clarity around what it means to listen, maybe we've heard it in a different way for the first time. Right. And so, you know, they start talking to us about listening when we're in preschool, and our parents talk to us about listening when we're kids. Right. And so it's such an important concept to developing relationships. And so what I would impress upon you is to evaluate where you are in life when it comes to listening. Like, how effective are you at listening? And see if you can fine-tune this thing so that you can produce more nurturing and quality relationships in your lives. So this might be with your child. It might be with your husband, wife, co-parent that you can't stand, your brother, your sister, your boss, your co-worker, the person that's working the counter, that's serving you in the moment. Like, let's get to a place where we can all present ourselves with a sense of humility and a sense of compassion and patience and love and joy and all of those things that come with the fruit of the Spirit, right? We've talked about that before. Just showing up in that way. This isn't a spiritual thing, but just thinking about if we just show up in this way with love, like, how differently will our conversations be? If we show up differently with peace, how different will our conversations go? I guarantee they'll go so much smoother. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for just taking the time to listen in like you do on a weekly basis. And so whether this is your first time or your 120th time listening to me, I greatly appreciate it. If you found value in this, I would love for you to share with somebody else, whether it's clicking the share button, whether it's hitting the like button, maybe it's just telling somebody that you know about. You know, I heard someone talk about listening in a completely different way than I've ever heard before, and this is what I took away from it. Maybe it's reaching out to me at afatherheard.com or shooting an email. But whatever you choose to do, I pray that you have deeper relationships with those that you're connected with because you've taken on the task of becoming a better listener. And so you've been listening to A Father Heard, and I'll catch you on the next one. Y'all be easy.